another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Larry Pratt, who checks in with us for a chain link, got some really important news on the Second Amendment front. Horrible new raft of legislation and regulations coming up. Right now, let's go to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hello,
Alex,
Ron.
There are a number of things I want to touch on today. They're different things, but I think they're important. First off, is in Europe, I understand they have an EU commissioner of transportation who has mandated that by 2009, all cars in Europe are not just to have the tracking devices that we're familiar with, GPS, they're going to have that, but these devices will be able to tell things like amount of pressure on a seat and so forth. And they're hiding it under the, you know, the rubric of, oh, well, we're doing this because of safety and there are accidents. Now, if they were being in earnest, which they're not in any event, why would these devices be calibrated to register even so much as the pressure caused by a simple fender bender, where there would be, of course, no life imperiled? So this is all smokescreen that they're kicking
out.
Well,
for those that don't know, it's going to be coming in here. It's going in there, transponders, license plate scanners. It's just total and complete control, Big Brother on steroids, and it's a control grid.
They're out to turn us into human cattle. It really is as simple as that. Secondly, here in New York, now, they got a grant from the federal government, Homeland Security, and they're going to be sticking hundreds of cameras into lower Manhattan. But now we find out that in addition to that terrible thing, they're also getting a grant for something that the local authorities are calling, very enthusiastically, the Ring of Steel. They're going to use federal funds to set up checkpoints.
Oh, yeah, they brag. They're going to have checkpoints everywhere searching New Yorkers.
Berlin.
They're going to have billions in cameras. No, no, the whole city will be a massive prison.
It'll be an East Berlin-type city, an old East Berlin-type city. Checkpoints with guards, barbed wire, and cement barriers.
That's going to be every American city, every highway. I remember 10 years ago reading federal plans, and Alex is a conspiracy theorist. He says they're going to have machine gun nest and barbed wire.
That'll look more like the Third Reich.
More than that, sir, men in black uniform, but the border will stay wide open.
Oh,
again, it's like a castle where they lower the drawbridge, but then have the castle guard go point their spears at women in bed.
That's right, who are within the castle. Now, the third thing, too, there was an interview with Rumsfeld, I think it was in 2004, somewhere thereabouts, in which a journalist had asked him a question, what would we do with the mental status of people if the United States was to be, you know, the victim of a nuclear attack, all right? And, you know, he actually said, well, we could handle that because we have atomized Prozac and atomized Valium. He actually admitted, in other words, they'll dust you with Valium and Prozac and God knows what else. This is the guy said that straight out. They must be dusting us as it is, because I have to assume that from the way so many people are apathetic to the type of infringement upon their human dignity.
Sir, the Sunshine Project that researched this a few years ago found the documents where they admit every major city has hangars with military helicopters with actual opiate knockout gas ready to knock out entire cities.
That came straight from the man's mouth. And lastly,
when did you see that?
That was reported, believe it or not, on George Norrie's show. I believe that he was discussing it with, what the heck is his name, Len? Why can't I recall the name at the moment? But he used to have a show himself on Shortwave, in which they both conceded, yeah, that was said. That was said.
Just amazing.
And lastly, you're going to have Larry Pratt on, good man that he is. He may be aware of the fact that yesterday in this city, what calls himself a mayor really is nothing more than a patrician in the old feudal style, a multi-billionaire, held a conference of some sort in which he had mayors from other run-down industrial cities here to his mayoral mansion. They call it Gracie Mansion. And members of things like the Brady Group and so forth, talking about new gun control strategies that they want to impose on the rest of the nation and other jurisdictions.
Look, Ron, it's simple. A criminal syndicate's taking control, and they're putting into effect laws that make us slaves. It's really simple. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're out of time. We'll get to David and others later, but Larry Pratt's coming up. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of you will remember a few months ago I had one of the board members of the National Rifle Association on with us, Bob Barr, former congressman from Georgia. And without even prompting, he said George Bush has been more anti-gun than Bill Clinton. It was a very honest statement from the NRA, who I normally attack as being basically a bunch of soft-peddling creatures. Though I support the membership, of course, of the NRA, but we have the national director of the No Compromise Second Amendment lobby, and that is Larry Pratt. But Bob Barr was speaking with us about Bush using regulations, not even laws, to go after importation and try to enforce different gun laws. He's doubled the size of the BATF, built a new big building for him. So here to give us the good, the bad, and the ugly, there is some good, there is the bad, and there is the ugly truth, is Larry Pratt. We're always honored to have him with us. Larry, do you agree with what Bob Barr said here a few months ago?
Yes, I'm glad that someone who has had the opportunity to serve in Congress and to be with the NRA with those kind of credentials is saying what he's saying. And the point that the damage is being done by regulation is absolutely correct. There have been some what I would call avoidable, relatively minor losses coming out of the Congress with trigger locks and a ban on a plastic gun that doesn't even exist. But the real hurt is being done through the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and also the Department of Homeland Security. Let me start with them, if I could, because it's really kind of breathtaking when you consider what they're doing. After 9/11, they're set up, this huge, new, obviously inefficient bureaucracy. I guess we should be grateful for that. And, you know, like Will Rogers used to say, thank God we don't get all the government we pay for, because it wouldn't be well-intended if we did. And the first notion here in Washington, just about with everybody, was, well, we need to have another bureaucracy. We need more government in order to handle the threat from 9/11. Nobody was talking about, well, you know, we've had a problem on our borders for some time, and if terrorism's a problem, that's probably a pretty obvious place that we ought to take care of. And the militia is something that's provided for in the Constitution. If you look at Article 1, Section 8, which lists the few things, maybe dozen and a half things that the Congress is given to do, and pretty much that means the whole federal government, because if the Congress can't vote you some money or a law, then you're really not supposed to do anything. The militia is something that's provided for. Congress can appropriate money for the states to have militia. Or to increase their militia or whatever. And it would seem to me that you could pass a whole bunch of money here in the federal city, and you don't need a bureaucracy to write a check to the state of Arizona to put boots on the ground down on the border if they really wanted to. It would be the cheapest thing. Look at what the Minutemen are doing now on their own nickel. Nobody's paying them. They take their own time off from work. This is their vacation.
By the way, Larry, I just a few days ago, last Friday, had the national coordinator of the Minutemen, Al Garza, on, and he said he's ready, that most sheriffs on the border are already on their side, that the sheriffs could deputize them and put citizens on the border and to even fight back against these Mexican troops that are routinely firing on them.
Well, I think that would be a very much a step in the right direction, but I would certainly like to see the money be ideally taken out of Homeland Security's budget and just a big check written, no strings, just, you know, here it is, Arizona, here it is, New Mexico, here it is, Texas. I don't know what you do with California, but maybe put a wall around not only its southern border, but its eastern border as well. But in any case, I think what the Minutemen are doing is showing that the politicians don't have a clue, and if they do have a clue, then they simply don't want to fix the problem, because for them it's not a problem, obviously. That's the way things work here. But what I'm after in particular is to get the idea that the Homeland Security notion here in Washington, now I'm not including Gun Owners of America, but you know, the city's mentality is more government, not the people, not mobilizing individuals and getting them together in a relatively volunteer or a low-paid militia capacity, that which we had when our country was born. But no, let's have the professionals do it. The very people that we whupped when George, the King of England, sent over a bunch of professionals. Professionals don't always have the best track record, and especially if they're given bad orders. And I would think that the militia, whether they volunteer for the sheriff or whether they be in a state militia, they're going to do the job because their heart's in it. We can see that their heart is in it. I think that's why they're not being sent. Anyway, they don't look at the Second Amendment then as something that provides for the people being involved in their own defense, even though that's the very plain notion of the Constitution, both the main body as well as the Second Amendment. Well, then, just to quickly review, look at what they've done with air travel. They have done everything possible. Twice Congress has passed legislation saying, arm the pilots. And both times, Homeland Security has said, yeah, over our dead body. And they've made it virtually impossible. And most of the pilots would like to be armed. And most of them have decided it's not worth it. Requirements are
well, that sends the wrong message. Only the men in black uniforms with black masks that search you and shove you around can keep you safe. You can't send the message that as individuals we're supposed to defend ourselves
exactly.
And our family and our community. I mean, we're being held hostage.
Exactly.
And I was just at the airport out in L.A., and they made me take my shoes off, walk across the floor where thousands of other people walked with all their athlete's foot and the rest of it. I hadn't had athlete's foot since I was in high school. I got it from walking across the floor there. There's no concern about that. That's like making everybody basically lick a toilet seat. I mean, it's so bad there at the airport, and they just loved being goons searching everyone. This is meant to just train us how to be slaves.
That's right.
And I was just talking about the plan New York has for, quote, Fortress New York, where they're going to have machine gun nests and barbed wire checkpoints searching everyone. They know the TSA is now moving out with the Viper teams in Miami and Dallas and other areas randomly searching people walking down the street, but the border stays wide open. I mean, we're turning into some nightmare Russia.
Their idea is that the people are the enemy, and the Constitution says, no, the people are the solution. And your point about the border remaining open while they look at us, the citizenry, as the enemy is absolutely correct. It's as if there aren't a bunch of people out there who are dedicated to jihad and will do anything they can. And when you make it easy for them, walk across the border. You know, I would like for us to have a southern border that's half as well controlled as the Mexicans' southern border.
Oh, by the way, there was a big AP article finally reporting on what we already knew, that they take tens of thousands of dollars from you, they put you in a camp, they beat you up, that they have zero tolerance with Guatemalans.
You betcha. Or anybody else coming up over that southern border that doesn't have all his papers in order. Your papers, please. And they even shot a man a couple weeks ago in around Mexico City because he, quote, looked like a Central American. Talk about a racist point of view. That's the very kind of thing you would expect them to be excited about.
But then the Mexican government tells their people, you're Mesoamericans, you're allowed to have the whole continent.
Exactly. Exactly. And now, by the way, that sounds like a call to return to the religion of Montezuma and the Aztecs. And
oh, that's what I listen. Our mayor, the last mayor, Gus Garcia, had a proclamation, I have it on videotape, saying that they are the master race.
Well, we've heard that language before, not too many years ago.
Well, you know, they can't really demonstrate in Mexico. They get arrested, they get beat up, that's well known, because they don't have a Second Amendment down there. Why are they trying to come to America and then march by the millions with Mexican flags saying, this is Mexico? If Mexico's so great, why don't they go back? Well, they say, this is Mexico. My point is that the system of Mexico, if you love that system so much, why don't you go back?
You know, the southwestern United States, if they do a little history lesson, was formed, particularly Texas, when folks living in Texas had a deal with the Constitutional Republic, and then a chap by the name of Santa Anna did something fairly common for a Latin American country. There was a coup d'etat, and the Texans said, well, you're a bum. You're a dictator. You don't have legitimate authority. We're out of here.
No, my family got Spanish land grants. The Spanish had a good government. They had freedom. And then when Santa Anna came up here saying, I'm taking your property, they said, well, you know, come and take it. We got guns.
That's right.
And by the way, a third of those fighting for Texas were Hispanic Texians, Tejanos.
Well, the vice president of the Republic of Texas was a Mexican whose last name, I forget now, began with a Z. But
the person that wrote the Constitution was Hispanic. But the public schools don't want to teach that because the globalists have said they want these illegal aliens here to break up our sovereignty. It's about a Pan-American Union.
Well, it certainly seems to be an invitation for just that, and nobody seems to take umbrage at these incredible statements that this is our continent. We're not illegal in our own continent.
Well, here's the problem, Larry Pratt, as you know. 70%+ of Americans in major polls are now pro-Second Amendment. It's the same thing with abortion, same thing with the borders. But what we want and what's constitutional and what makes sense isn't happening.
No. Well, and that's partly because things go on in Washington, and they are below the radar. I mean, for all the aggravation that you and I would go through as passengers, really there hasn't been that much said about how stupid this whole passive defense notion is when the cheapest and easiest and I think most effective way to defend a plane is to make it so that the pilot and his co-pilot can take out any bad actor.
Oh, but they can control hundreds of switches and fly the most complex aircraft out there, but they can't have a firearm.
Exactly right. And believe me,
we're going to trust them with the lives of all these people with the plane, but we don't trust them with a gun, but we'll trust some guy with a 75 IQ who's a cop.
That's the ticket.
We're not going to trust these pilots, who most of them are veterans, but we're going to trust some federal marshal. No, it's about a monopoly of force, as the UN said back in 2000 at a UN summit to ban guns in New York. They said that civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
I'm going to keep Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, with us till near the end of the show. We'll take calls coming up in the next segment, specifically on the Second Amendment or the police state or the open borders, the issues he's raised. He's got some good news on the Second Amendment for you, not just some bad news. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I knew that Homeland Security had been in Austin a couple years ago, and some locals shot some video of them saying that gun owners are terrorists and anybody who's got a backpack's a terrorist and any protester's a terrorist. They let me watch the video but wouldn't let me put it on TV or on the web because they said they liked George Bush and kind of agreed with it. It freaked me out pretty bad, but we had similar video from Kansas City that's in Road to Tyranny. We now have the Virginia State Training Manual that says any property rights activist. But this new Texas handout that I got is even worse. So that'll be going up in the next few hours. And Larry Pratt, I know I'm digressing here in this short segment with you, but I know you're aware of the FBI flyer that said gun owners are terrorists. Those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists. This new one I got is even worse, sir. It says any protesting, you're a terrorist. It actually says it. Can you comment on that, sir?
Well, they've been this frame of mind for some time. I know I made the honor roll specifically, and as did Gun Owners of America as an organization during the Clinton administration. And at the time, I thought, well, that's just left-wing Democrat-type talk. But when it gets carried over into the present administration, and they're still talking about people who have a little concern about the government and maybe have a constitution in their hip pocket as people to put on the watch list, then I think we know that this is something endemic to the big government here in
Washington.
Well,
this is what we would expect if we were in Russia and we had the KGB and Stalin. They're saying we're the enemy.
That's, boy, if they haven't said it in so many words, that is exactly what their actions are telling us. And what I wanted to point out, one more item about Homeland Security. I am convinced that they are quite happy using the concept of gun control that has been propounded in the UN. Up there, the folks that are pushing the treaty that they want U.S. to sign to register all guns have been very open that the ultimate objective is that there be no civilian ownership of guns. And in UN speak, that means no non-state actors, only governments. And isn't it interesting?
Well, that's what the UN said whenever they stated that civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Of course, they say it's legitimate. A power monopoly is a dictatorship.
Well, the UN is primarily the spokesman for a cartel of thugs, and there's just no other way to put it. Naturally, a thugocracy would not trust its subjects. They're not citizens, and it doesn't want them armed. And it hates the even the existence of the occasional relatively free society that allows some gun ownership among the civilians. So,
but I made you digress. You were talking about Homeland Security.
Yeah, what Homeland Security has done is taken that concept of only state actors having guns and said, you know, we've got this Patriot Act and we've got these other acts following September 11th. And in them it says that if you have taken up arms against the government, you're a terrorist. Now, forget the fact that the folks in southern Sudan took up arms and almost beat off fairly successfully the Islamic Jihad from the north. And right now, and for 40 years, the Karen minority in Burma, a substantially Christian group, has been resisting genocide. And the only way they've been able to do it is by force of arms, at least until they run out of bullets and then have to run into the jungles to hide. These people are being dispersed to other countries in southern Asia. And there was a group of 9,800 that was slated to come to the United States. I would call these people freedom fighters, but the Homeland Security Department says, no, we're not going to give a waiver to the law which says anybody that's taken up arms is a terrorist, even though they use them in self-defense.
So that would mean today that former French resistance fighters or former Jews or Poles who fought the Nazis couldn't come to America.
And we could probably go right back to George Washington. You'd have quite a lineage there.
Have you seen in my film, The Road to Tyranny, where FEMA says George Washington is bad and is a terrorist?
Well, yeah, I've seen that. And I've seen that kind of canard face up when I was in South Africa earlier this year. An ex-terrorist who is now a police chief tried to pass that one over. Well, George Washington was a terrorist. because he knew that I knew that he was a terrorist as well. He had killed three women in a bar that he had blown up in Durban in a tourist area. So
yeah, George Washington didn't blow up bars full of women.
Exactly right. He shot at red coats, and in fact, the terrorism that was conducted during that war was that which was conducted by the Brits, not by the American freedom fighters. A big difference, and they would like us to forget that as well as the rest of our history.
We'll be right back with Larry Pratt and get into some of the good news. We'll take some of your calls. 1-800-259-9231. And I'll read to you from the Homeland Security Texas packet that I now have in my little hands.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for 1, 2, 4 people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
Mike, Eddie, many others, your calls are coming up for Larry Pratt, who I'll just keep with us the entire time if he can stay with us. Larry, before we go any further and get into the good news you've got for us today, tell us about Gun Owners of America and how we support you, how we get involved.
Thank you very much. We are on the web, and we would hope people could find us there because that's where the first line of defense is often fought through the email. There's an email list that we have. People can join. It's a freebie. Once or twice a week, they'll get information and a real quick and easy way to respond to generally the Congress, but I'll explain a little bit.
And we've beaten a lot of legislation together at the state and federal level that would have sailed through.
And particularly, I think, at the state level, we can see quite an impact. So if folks go to gunowners.org, that is the place to go for information as well as signing up for that email list. That's a freebie, and if folks want to join us and help keep the lights on, they can do that on that page as well. Or call us, 888-886-GUNS. That's 888-886, and then GUNS, G-U-N-S. The email actually played a rather helpful role in something that happened in Louisiana. Louisiana, of course, was the site of Hurricane Katrina, and we saw this incredible sight of cops taking people's guns long after the storm had passed through and the waters were receding. And we've got on that same website, gunowners.org, a tab that you can go to for gun confiscation in New Orleans. And we've got two TV videos that we've preserved and put on that site. And in about 5 minutes, you can see the audacity of the cops who just assume that a civilian with a gun is a problem. Forget the fact that these guys and gals...
Well, a cop is a civilian. You know, this whole militarized nomenclature where mayors call us civilians, presidents do. You're civilians too, Mac. We're not a military dictatorship.
That's a very good point. The better word would be citizens.
Now, I know, but you're right to use the term that they call us by.
But, well, as long as we make your caveat, I think that was well put. And the attitude seemed to have been, well, we resent the fact that you made it through the flood. You warded off the looters because you were prepared with both food and guns and whatever else you had. And this is an offense to the police state. And so we're going to grab your guns. And they did. And now we are seeing across the country legislation going through state legislatures, and sometimes we've already had it be signed into law. Started in Louisiana, a representative, Steve Scalise, has been in touch with us from the get-go on making sure that the wording of the bill didn't get snookered by clever types that were trying to gut the bill by making it look like they were just helping clarify. Finally, yesterday, the vote in the House on Scalise's bill to prevent, make it illegal for a cop to do what they did in New Orleans, namely steal people's guns, and it was very instructive. First of all, a lot of our email was coming through, and Scalise has mentioned that in more than one of his communications to us, is that his colleagues had mentioned it. He had 80 co-sponsors on this bill. That there's only 104 members in the state House of Representatives, but there's a little bit more to it than the story. A recorded vote tells you some things that are not necessarily going to be clear otherwise. There was an effort to amend the thing and gut it. Even yesterday, as they were in the final voting on this measure in the House, and there were 30 people, 30 representatives, who wanted to, in effect, gut the bill. And yet, all of them voted in favor of the better language, the final bill, when it passed. So you can see that when it comes down to it, they wanted to be known as sponsors of the bill, and they wanted to be known as voting for it. But in reality, 30 of them did their level best to cut it to smithereens.
So where is that going now?
Well, the Senate passed an even stronger bill, so we think that we've now got this thing on the downhill track to the
governor's. Will the executive sign it?
Doesn't matter. We have enough votes to override. Almost just assumed that she vetoed it so that she put a big political target on her back.
Now, I want to play a clip. I believe this is from NBC. I want to play a clip of the gun confiscation going on in the multi-million-dollar neighborhood. And they would go into law-abiding citizens' homes where they were high and dry and not bring food, not bring aid, but go after their guns. Go ahead and roll it.
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force. Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, go home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call again.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church using it as a base camp. They had to leave.
Alex, that is one of the videos that people can see if they go to gunowners.org. We've got it there, and that is exactly what happened. And it's just outrageous.
No wonder the military feels bad. Yeah, you're engaging in a crime.
By the way, the voice that we heard saying no guns will be allowed was that of Eddie Compass, the police superintendent, who left town in haste because one of the things that the hurricane blew away was the cover of about a third of his police force being as phony as a $3 bill. They were only there on paper. They were drawing salaries. And we can only imagine where those salaries might have been going.
Yeah, exactly. Crooks always want your guns.
Yes. And this guy was a crook.
They always want. It's simple. I mean, when somebody comes to rob your house, do they want a house where there's guns or not? You got a criminal government. They want your guns. It's like all the crooks up in Illinois that run things up there, that mafia bastion. Of course you're going to have strong gun control. Same thing with New York. Same thing with L.A. This is outrageous. But the good news is that was a major wake-up call, what happened in New Orleans. Now all these people that, the government doesn't want to confiscate our guns, even if I've been to urban warfare drills for a decade videotaping it. Now the denial's over, Larry Pratt. Have you found people now really know what's going on?
It has been extremely helpful. Even yesterday in the floor of the legislature in the House in Louisiana, our video was referenced. Well, yeah, because it just happened that way in the video, blah, blah, blah. They were trying to smooth over what they had seen, but the fact is that the images were too stark.
Now, ABC, it wasn't NBC, it was ABC, and we got several other videos. You got the same ones on your site, and they're up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well.
Great.
I mean, Bob Woodruff was just pleased as punch. They were, this is great.
It was probably enjoying the anguish of the young troops that were doing something that they knew they shouldn't be doing. But other legislators have also seen that. In fact, we made a DVD of that, and we've sent it out to a number of state legislators who have played it in their chambers or in their committee meetings. And it's had a tremendous impact, because when you see that, and you're going to vote against stopping that? I don't think so.
Exactly. It's a great litmus test to really see where they stand. And so as the globalists, Larry Pratt, try to move against us, they're going to generate more resistance. I mean, certainly this was a test, what they did in New Orleans, and I think they failed miserably.
They did, and it was part of the good about this wake-up call. A lot of the laws that are on the books that are now being challenged by these efforts to, shall we say, in our shorthand, pass a Katrina bill, make it illegal to do what it was done. People have found that a lot of those laws were passed right after September 11. They were state of emergency type laws. And we warned at the time that if you don't amend the way that model bill that came out of the National Conference of State Legislatures or something like that, this thing is going to permit gun confiscation. Nah, what do you guys know? Well, that's exactly what happened. And so now they are going in and taking that, at least taking that part of their unconstitutional powers out of the law. And I would say that is a very helpful thing.
Okay, I want to talk to Elias and Mike and Eddie and a few others, and I want to keep to the end of the broadcast, but just for a few minutes here, I want to read this new brochure put out by the Texas Department of Public Safety, the state police, of course, federally written. Terrorism, what the public needs to know. And it says tattle on anyone, report anyone in your community is the exact wording that fits any of this. Remember 2 years ago they said if somebody has a road atlas in their car, go ahead and bring them in, police, because that's what terrorists have. I mean, everybody who's got a brain has a road atlas in their car. I have a Texas atlas and a U.S. atlas, so I guess the SWAT team's on its way right now. I think I bought it at the grocery store.
You know, if all you have is a hammer, every problem is a nail, and it just shows how stupid these people can be.
Well, it shows they know active, informed citizens are the enemy of the crime syndicate, period. But Larry, I want to get your take on this. Terrorism, what the public needs to know, the Texas Department of Public Safety, Special Crime Service, Counterterrorism Intelligence Unit. I'm going to call them and ask them to come on and tell us who the terrorists are. And it says, who are the terrorists? Often called extremists. See, now it's protesters. See, they like to use a lesser term, like extremist, to describe something like a terrorist, because then they can interchange the two and use the word extremist on us and not get sued. But it says, pre-incident indicators. Trained to avoid confrontations with law enforcement and therefore can be expected to project a nice guy image. It says if they do that, call the police on them. It says they will engage in propaganda at public rallies, demonstrations, and private meetings sponsored by support groups. So the
terrorists. That's incredible. So nice guys are the ones they want to take to jail.
And they also protest. And of course, the Virginia manual says property rights activists. That's an exact quote. It says that the terrorists will put out posters, leaflets, websites, and underground press publications, conduct and participate in military-type maneuvers, shooting clubs, you name it.
I would imagine my last trip to the range would have been a military maneuver.
It says self-defense courses, flight training, any of that, scuba training. Well, I've done scuba training, and I did self-defense when I was about 14. I'm a terrorist. How do terrorists move within our community? It says carrying forged identity documents. Well, wait a minute. What do the illegal aliens do? And then it goes on. It says walking, biking, or driving into or near potential targets. And it says having a large amount of clothing, especially Levi's jeans, whatever that means.
No wonder they couldn't stop 9/11.
And then it says identity documents, passports, birth certificates, social security cards, driver's license. So anybody that has a driver's license, it says is a call. It says on the back here, if you have a suspicion in your community about any of the pre-incident indicators referenced in this brochure, you should obtain as much information as possible, including, and then it says your name, where you're at, and then call them.
Yeah.
So I want to admit I have a World Almanac at my home. I have a Texas Almanac in my car. I have a driver's license. I scuba dive a few times. So here's the number, folks, if you want to call them and tell them I'm bad.
Oh, and I'll bet you got at least one pair of Levi's or something resembling them.
No, it's worse than that, sir. I'm a Levi's man. I'm wearing a pair of Levi's right now. Blue ones.
You're just a bomb waiting to go off.
Larry, do you or your son or anybody you know, do they have Levi's?
I think I better go home and throw mine out, huh?
do you have a road almanac in your glove compartment?
I have about 5 or 6.
Oh.
Because we have a lot of jurisdictions in our urban area.
But the border stays wide open. We got to leave the border wide open, but everybody's a terrorist.
Isn't that incredible?
That is
so incredible. But that's the way they want us to think. Now, hopefully, we're not quite that stupid yet, even though the government schools have been certainly trying to dumb us down.
Let's take a call real quick, Larry. Elias in Michigan, you're on the air. Mike just hung up. Mike, you can call back if you want. Go ahead, Elias.
I haven't hung up. Hi, Larry.
Good afternoon.
All these draconian measures that Alex is talking about are there because they're afraid there's going to be revolution in this country. That's what they're afraid of.
Because they know they're a bunch of crooks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, crooks.
I go back to Saddam Hussein. He had a point. He said, a disarmed people are ready for slavery.
Well, that's an interesting point. I'm not supporting Saddam. I'm not supporting Saddam, but he could have a rally with 10,000 people with machine guns and rifles. You don't see our president doing that, do you, Larry?
No, you don't. In fact, if you have a sign around the President of the United States, if it's a hostile sign like Bush is a bomb or something like that, you're probably going to get the hustle.
Oh, they're charging that poor Chinese doctor with a terrorism charge of intimidating a foreign official.
But it was such a sign of an open society when some selected hostile students in China asked pointed questions of President Bush. Please.
That's right. Go ahead, caller.
Please don't do that, you know? Please. Well, you know, that's what they're afraid of. They're scared to death.
No, I think you're absolutely right.
They are scared, and they are, as they say, they're on the run, really.
The gun grabber types talk the same way domestically as they do in terms of this collective assault that they've got on us. The Sarah Brady types say, well, you can't be trusted with a gun. You'll go nuts if you have a gun out on the street.
Absolutely.
And so they have a fear of the average guy that truly is paranoid. They talk about us in the old days looking for a communist under every bed.
Oh, boy.
Well, they look for a gun-owning citizen under every
Thanks,
rock.
Elias. Eddie in Texas. You bet. Eddie in Texas. Go ahead.
Mr. Pratt, my question to you, Mr. Pratt, is do you think the American citizens have been conditioned enough to willingly give up their guns in the event of a national emergency like Katrina or 9/11?
Happily, I think
the police... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think the legislation that we're seeing go through with this huge support that it's been getting from people forcing these enormously lopsided majorities, definitely veto-proof majorities coming out of not just the Louisiana legislature, I think that indicates that in spite of their considerable progress in dumbing us down, we haven't gotten to the point where people think that they don't need their guns, or at least they wouldn't like to be able to get a gun someday.
But the chairman of Violence Policy Center back in 2000 in a debate with myself, was in the paper, said, hey, we've already got your children, so we're going to ban the guns just as soon as your children have grown up.
That's
so
the
that's
ball
the
game.
Problem. Yeah.
And that's, by the way, exactly what Hitler said. We have your children. We don't care what you think. We're in this for the long haul, and that's part of the problem that I think we have faced, is that we don't have that long haul vision that the other side does.
Yeah, so we got to get Eddie Eagle and others there in the schools.
At least.
It's
get the clubs back. Get the shooting clubs back.
Hey, look, take a liberal out. Take them shooting.
Yes.
Deprogram them.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you, caller. We'll take a few more on the other side. Final segment. But Larry Pratt has been gracious to spend an entire hour with us. Gunowners.org. Check it out.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother, Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Quickly, two final calls. Pat and David, that's all I have time for. Pat in Hawaii, you're on the air with Larry Peratt. Go ahead.
Hi, I just want to applaud you folks for all the good that you're doing. And I just happened to call this number this morning because I saw it on the Internet when I was searching out for some books that you have. And I was listening in on the gun thing, and I remember back here in Hawaii, we used to have these meetings every week, you know. And one of the things that was brought up for this Patriot meetings that we used to have was the gun survey that the Marines had to take.
It was 29 called,
I think,
palms.
The 12 palms, I don't know. And they were asked whether they would shoot their family if they wouldn't turn their guns in.
And 76% said they wouldn't. That's the good news. But they take the 24% and promote them. And, ma'am, if you think that's scary, I've got video of Marines training to take our guns all over America and admitting it's for America. And now we've seen it in New Orleans with Army and FBI and others. Thanks for the call. Larry Peratt?
Yes, that was a real wake-up call because the Marines are kind of the elite force. And if you've got a lot of young guys, that's what we're talking about. Somebody mentioned it, maybe you did, or just before the break. It's what's happening in the schools. They've got that future in mind. Yeah, it was your quote of Sugarman that was convinced that in the long run they're going to get us because they're going to educate our children to vote away their freedom and to vote away, of course, our freedom. And if we don't stop them, then I think they're absolutely right.
David in Texas, last caller. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I actually am off topic a little bit here, but I've been holding for about 2 hours. So I'm going to see if I can.
Oh, really? They said you
questions.
Just called in, but okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My first one. I guess you weren't on the air yesterday, and whoever it was that was in your spot, or that was their show was in your spot. He was talking about how the Reichstag fire was a fable, the story behind it, that Nazis didn't carry it out, and that the communists actually did carry it out, that it was
and
just
Hitler's
convenient.
Hitler's good and nice.
Yeah, that it, well, he said that it was just convenient and that they used it to their advantage, but that there was some new book and some kind of documentation that proved beyond the shadow of a doubt.
We'll have to debate that later. I appreciate your call, sir. My broadcast really isn't about other people's shows, but thank you. Larry Peratt, I want to thank you for coming on to the broadcast and all you do, gunowners.org.
Thank you, Alex.
Real fast, fire out that number for folks that want to join.
If they can't go to gunowners.org, they can call us, 888-886-GUNS. That's toll-free, 888-886-GUNS.
All right, Larry Peratt, we'll talk to you soon, and as long as there's any developments, and we know we can go get that with your legislative updates, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. God bless.
God bless you. Yeah, I wish I could get into the Reichstag debate, caller. I'm just out of time here, but the Nazis admit that they attacked the town of Gleiwitz and staged all that, and they staged the Reichstag, and so I'm not going to sit there and debate it with people. Okay, government's engaged in sponsored terror, and there's a lot of people out there prancing around defending Hitler, and I get really tired of it. I don't know what show you're talking about. That's confusing to me. But before I end this broadcast, the last minute we have here together, please go to the secure, safe shopping cart video bookstore at Infowars.com. If you believe in the guest and what we do here, your purchase of the videos and books makes this broadcast possible, plus the books and videos we carry and the books I've produced. We have quite a bookstore and video store there, though. Are excellent, and you need to have them, and you're authorized to make copies of my films. That's what gives them real power, is you getting them and making copies. So please get them, or if you already have them, make copies. That's Infowars.com, or call toll-free to order. They can answer all your questions, 888-253-3139. or go to prisonplanet.tv, get a monthly subscription, 15 cents a day, all my films, download them, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV show. It's really an excellent service, a lot of information, prisonplanet.tv. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. We got some big guests coming up tomorrow. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.